此加比厄尔奉天主差遣往加利纳亚一座名叫纳扎勒的城去，到一位童贞女那里，她以与但利家族中一个名叫约瑟的男子订了婚，童贞女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去向玛利亚说：万福，充满恩宠者，上主与你同在，在女人中你是蒙祝福的。玛利亚却因此话惊惶不安，便思虑这样的情况有什么意思。天使对他说：玛利亚，不要害怕，因为你在天主前获得了宠幸。看，你将怀孕生子，并要给他起名叫耶稣。他将是伟大的，并称为至高者的儿子。上主天主要把他祖先但利的预座赐给他，他要为王，统治亚各百家，直到永远。他的王权没有终结。玛利亚便向天使说：这事怎能成就呢？因为我不认识男人。天使答复他说：圣神要临于你，至高者的能力要庇佑你，因此你要诞生的圣者将称为天主的儿子。且看你的亲戚伊撒伯尔，他虽在年老，仍怀了难胎，管完已第六个月了。他原是素贞不生育的，因为在天主前是没有不能的事。玛利亚说：看，上主的美女，愿照你的话成就于我吧。天使便离开他去了。
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David.And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with men? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative,has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed.
Thank you. 十分多謝你哋活勇參與今晚嘅感恩聖祭，特為新教中方祭祈福，僅代表教會全體向各位致以衷心嘅謝意。有關新教中方祭嘅理念同埋感人言行，全球傳播媒體都有大篇幅嘅報導，我唔會喺呢度予以複述。今晚我只係想分享我個人最近同佢嘅一啲接觸同埋交談，喺參與選舉教宗嘅秘密會議前8天，即係3月4日，全球嘅枢機已經開始喺羅馬聚會，分別發表對教會同埋對未來教宗嘅期望。我本人因為需要為副本節前夕領洗嘅成年報道者主持考核附有禮，所以呢一直遲咗啲，就係延至3月6日先至抵達羅馬。喺聚會期間，我亦都重申我喺不同場合發表過嘅評論同埋期望。我嘅評論同期望就係有關中國教會，中國天主教徒十分欣賞教宗約翰保祿二世同埋教宗本篤十六世對中國教會嘅關愛，是前任教宗在2007年颁布给中国天主教徒的信函是一封清晰的指导文件，亦都深知出于对中国教会的关爱，本篤十六世先后成立了关心中国教会委员会和关心中国神迹与教友的同工小组，他们期盼未来的教宗会继续关爱他们，帮助他们彼此修好，展开教会和中国政府之间的交谈，使他们达至和普世教会的圆满共融。在历任教宗的祝福和指引下，我们香港教区亦乐于继续承担桥梁教会的角色，竭尽彼职。記得在3月13日傍晚7時左右，在梵蒂岡西斯丁教堂，在第五次投票選舉中，新的教宗產生了，他就是阿根廷布宜諾斯艾利斯的貝格里奧書記。星神撫運了書記和所有信眾熱切的祈禱，选出了一位新的教宗白多禄的继承人。他换上教宗白袍之后，先是主动走到不便于行的迪亚斯卡多迪亚斯前面跟他拥抱，充分表出他关爱别人之心，然后他才开始接受每位书记的致敬和祝贺。輪到我的時候呢，我向他送上一尊中國蛇山聖母像，而且用意大利話，我的意大利話不太通通，我對他說，中國教友呢敬愛教宗你，亦都為你祈禱，同時呢亦請求教宗關愛中國教友，為我們祈禱。教宗呢就點頭，然後話中國教友俾咗普世教會好多見證，隨之呢就親吻我嘅手右手，表示對中國教會嘅敬愛。佢嘅回應呢令我非常感動。第日黃昏5時，即係5點，新教宗同全體書記 在西斯丁教堂一起共祭举行弥撒，庆祝他作为百波禄继承人的第一代弥撒。在讲道中，他向书记分享教会的使命，提醒我们要时时向前迈进，在光中步向主耶稣基督，积极建设教会，宣扬福音。这三点呢，都聚焦于十字架上的耶稣，使到我在圣周的时候反省良多。十号即是他被选之后第二日、第三日了，在书记入住的圣马尔大之家，当我前往小圣堂准备参与弥撒圣祭的时候，同教宗方济又在升降机考验，他告诉我他将那尊蛇山石雕像，我送给他的蛇山石雕像放在房间里头，令他想起圣方济各沙特人460多年前到中国传教，亦都提醒他，即是提醒他自己不忘为中国教友祈祷。在当天的弥撒道理之中，教宗指出，他说圣依纳像即是耶稣的会众劝导我们在遇到挑战的时候，不要忘记和苦难的耶稣连结在一起，上主一定会带领我们品尝到耶稣的复活奥迹。讲道理完结之时呢，他竟然间公开这样多谢我送给他那尊石宝像。那一天教宗呢，就稍后在中座皇宫的阁楼晚厅共全体枢机聚会，在他个别接见枢机的时候，我再多谢他怀念中国天主教会。教宗方济在19号就职，第二天呢，我就要回香港。回香港之前，特别向教宗道谢，我说我代表中国教会再次恭喜你，亦多谢你对中国教会的关爱和代表。他再次亲吻我的手，以表示对中国教会的敬爱。他就说那杰森你亲啊，但你要过来，意思就是中国教会时时在我心中。教宗方济的言行使人欣赏，但最令我感动的都是他的言行能够充分反映福音精神，带领我们归向主耶稣基督。所以为此呢，我们特别包括今晚感谢天主赐给我们天主教会这位广受爱戴的牧者。教宗方济他特别孝爱圣母，他在当选教宗之后就到圣母选地大殿，是圣大圣殿之一，在罗马的圣大圣殿之一祈祷，恳请圣母转求耶稣保佑教会和世人。他在讲道中每当提到耶稣的行实之时，会经常想到圣母玛利亚，亦都在现场。所以让我们佳人圣母今晚祈求耶稣复佑教宗方济，使他善尽百多禄继承人教会牧者之职。主内的弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，让我以教宗方济就职弥撒讲道中关于守护受辱民的说话来到结束我今晚的分享。他说我愿意向所有在经济、政治和社会生活上担负住责任的人，以及所有怀住善意的人请求，让我们成为受造物的守护者。天主的计划已经刻写在大自然中，让我们成为计划的守护者，成为人彼此之间以及环境的守护者，让我们不再摧毁 大自然，不再让毁灭的征兆和死亡伴同世界的进步。但是作为守护者，我们需要时时监察自己，让我们不要忘记仇恨、嫉妒、骄傲、仍旧玷污住我们的生命。这样作为守护者，我们要持续监察自己的情感，我们的生命，因为他们就是善意和恶意所在之处，坚持和毁坏的意愿都在那里，我们决不要恐怕良善和温和。Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, distinguished guests, I am very grateful to you for your participation in this Eucharist for invoking God's blessings on our new Pope Francis. Regarding his background and his moving words and deeds, the media have reported at great length, and I will not repeat all of them. Tonight, I want to share with you my recent personal contact and conversations with him. On March the 4th, 18 days before the conclave for the election of a new pope, most of the cardinals had already gathered in Rome and expressed their views on the church and expectations of the future pope. As I had to preside at the liturgy of the scrutiny and anointing for other catechumens here who were scheduled to be baptized this past Easter vigil, I did not arrive in Rome until March the 6th. At meetings with all the cardinals, I had reiterated my concerns about the church in China. The Chinese Catholics have appreciated the care Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI had for them. They have regarded and merited Pope Benedict's letter to the Catholics in China issued in 2007 as a document to guide them. They are aware that out of these loving concerns, the Commission for the Catholic Church in China and a Subcommission on Formation for the Clergy and Laity in China were established. They hope that the new Holy Father will continue to care for them, help them to be reconciled with each other, and that a dialogue between the Holy See and the Chinese government will resume, and that eventually the Church in China will achieve full communion with the Universal Church. With the Lord's blessing and guidance of the Holy Spirit, the Church in Hong Kong is always happy to serve as a bridge church between the Church in China and the Universal Church. On March 13th, at about 7 p.m., in the Sistine Chapel of the Vatican, the cardinals had finished the fifth ballot. The Holy Spirit had listened to our fervent prayers and of the faithful worldwide. New Pope, the successor of Peter, was among us. He was Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Buenos Aires, Argentina, and took the name Francis in his white robe. He first went to embrace Cardinal Ivan Diaz, who had difficulty in walking. The new Holy Father merely cares for everybody, particularly the weak. Then we accepted the congratulations and loud applause of the cardinals. One by one, we extended our personal greetings and embraces of love to him. In my turn, I presented Pope Francis a small bronze Chinese statue of Our Lady of Xishan in Shanghai, and sent it in Italian to him. The Catholics in China love you and will pray for you. Also, we ask for your care for all Chinese Catholics, and please pray for us. Pope Francis smiled and said, Chinese Catholics have given many testimonies to the Universal Church. To my surprise, he kissed my right hand to show his love and devotion for the Church in China. This gesture moved me deeply. On the next day, at 5 p.m., in the Sistine Chapel again, with all the cardinals, Pope Francis celebrated his first Mass as the successor of Peter. In his homily, he shared with us his reflections about the Church. He highlighted three actions that the Church must take: journeying in the Lord under the light, actively building up the Church, proclaiming the gospel and confessing our faith. All these focus on the crucified Lord Jesus Christ. His homily helped my reflections a great deal during the Holy Week. On March the 15th, early morning, when I was on my way to the chapel in the Domus Sancti Martyr, where all the cardinals stayed during the conclave, Pope Francis and I happened to take the same elevator. He said that the Marian statue, now standing in his own room, reminded him of the Jesuit St. Francis Xavier, who arrived in China more than 460 years ago. He told me he never forgets to pray for Chinese Catholics. During the Mass, Pope Francis further pointed out in his homily that St. Ignatius of Loyola taught us not to forget the suffering Jesus whenever we encounter difficulties in life. In this way, God will help us to enter into the mystery of Jesus' resurrection. Towards the end of his homily, unexpectedly, Pope Francis openly thanked me for the statue of Mary. Later that day, when the Holy Father greeted all the cardinals one by one in the Sala Clementina of the Apostolic Palace, I thanked him for remembering the Catholics in China. On March 20th, a day after the papal installation, I bade farewell to Pope Francis before departing for Hong Kong and said, on behalf of the Church in China, may I congratulate you again and thank you for your care and prayers for the Church in China. There, he kissed my hand again to show his devotion to the Church in China and said in Italian, La Chiesa in China è nel mio cuore. It means, the Church in China is in my heart. Pope Francis' words and deeds are really appealing, but what touched me the most are his speeches and actions that reflect the gospel values and bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. For that, we are grateful for divine providence that let us re-elect our beloved and humble supreme leader of the Catholic Church. Besides, he has a special devotion to the Blessed Mother Mary. Right after his election, he prayed inside the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore for the protection of the Church and the people in the world. In his homilies, Pope Francis often referred to Our Lady when he shared his contemplation of Jesus' ministry, believing Mary was at the scene when Jesus preached. United with Our Lady, let us pray to the Lord Jesus to bless Pope Francis and enable him to fulfill the ministry of the successor of Peter, the shepherd of the Church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, I would like to end this sharing by quoting Pope Francis' homily delivered at his inauguration, where he called us to be the protectors of creation. He said, I quote, "Please, I would like to ask all those who have positions of responsibility in economic, political, and social life, and all men and women of goodwill, let us be protectors of creation, protectors of what's fair is right in nature, protectors of one another and of the environment. Let us not allow the moments of destruction and death to accompany the advance of this world. But to be protectors, we also have to keep watch over ourselves. Let us not forget that hatred, envy, and pride defile our lives. Being protectors, then, also means keeping watch over our emotions, over our hearts, because they are the seeds of good and evil intentions, intentions that build up and tear down. We must not be afraid of goodness and even tenderness. May God bless you all."